Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There is a new wrinkle to the levels of disappointment, whereas the latest report from The Athletic has the reasons why Abdul Carter was suspended, but obviously that was not the case. Why he was punished, I guess you would say, that he was benched for a drive in the game yesterday, the opening drive. He had to play special teams because he's been asleep in the team meeting at the facility during the time of a walkthrough. Also, according to Dan Duggan, this has been happening repeatedly under Brian Daboll, who just let it go with Abdul Carter. So just when you think it can't get any worse for the Giants, and you know Dable's out, and you expect Shane and Kafka to be next. I don't even want to read anything. I saw some stuff from the Post. Oh, Kafka showing he could be the guy. Oh, my God. Nobody in this building that has allowed any of the, or that has been a part of this stench of the losing for the last 4 years should be allowed back. Unless your last name is, in fact, Mara, or you're related to him. And even then, should be maybe moved to a different role. Nobody should be back. So the better to me that the more they lose, the better it is for the Giants, BT. But the Abdul Carter stuff shows new lows.
You know, listen, I know you do this as well. On Sunday, you start to format the show in your head. And we're like, all right, well, we have this and we have that. And we have this guest and we have this situation, this storyline. As I went through the scenarios here, and obviously figuring we'd start and spend most of the show on the Giants here because the Jets didn't play, whatever. There's nothing in my mind yesterday or over the weekend that gave me any sort of suggestion that when we talked about the Giants today, we would actually come to the realization that it's worse than we thought. Think about that. Think about every time we've started a show, like before Daboll was fired, you know, then the split ticket, Daboll stays, this guy goes, this guy stays, like all the different machinations, all the mental gymnastics, all the debates and the conversations and the calls we've had about the New York football Giants, really for years, but specific to this season. There was no situation that I thought would make me feel worse about the Giants until the story broke about an hour ago.
Yeah, it's unacceptable. The lack of accountability throughout the organization. And I don't believe Daboll was like this. I believe if they let him be himself, none of this stuff would have happened. Year one, he showed that he wasn't. He was showing us that on the sidelines. Then year by year, it starts to get neutered, you know, each year. To a point where now he's just like, man, well, hell, I need my best chance to maybe close out one of these games to have Abdul Carter out there. What good's it going to do taking him off and getting him on my bad side
when you're coaching for you?
Yeah, I'm sure that a part of him is thinking, I don't have a leg to stand on to discipline him because I'm halfway out the door.
That's the point. You know, that is the point right there. So Daboll comes in, guns a-blazing, screw it, we're going for two, down to Tennessee, let's go. Oh, Daniel Jones, you threw a horrible pass in the end zone. I'm going to light you up. I'm going to give everybody the optics here, the view, like the social media presence that it's a new sheriff in town, and the way it was before I got here, it's not going to be that way anymore. And that was so amazing. We're like, wow. And we're like, oh, a little Parcells light, modern Parcells. We were all taking it. And listen, he earned the first year accolades, right? So, but I think what has happened, and this is what you just said, you know, whether it was Joe Shane getting on the headsets during game day to kind of sense what was going on with Wink and Brian Daboll, and, you know, having to probe around and get a sense. Now you hear the stories, Daboll, a little bit of a hothead, Daboll, not a real people person, Daboll, not really behaving himself, you know, playing in the sand with the other adults in the building. I think what happened was he's like, geez, I mean, if this is the scout report on me, I better kind of show that I've got the adaptability to kind of go with the flow and be a good guy and not have all these flare-ups with everybody in the building. And by doing that, he lost his control.
Yeah, and at least for Kafka, who's getting his opportunity, good for him coming out in his own mind, I guess, guns a-blazing, it takes guts to be able to do that when the prior head coach didn't discipline Abdul Carter. I'm sure Kafka was sitting back seeing and being like, it wouldn't happen under my watch. And then he does it in his own way. Was it enough to our liking? Probably not, but at least he did something. He did something which led to eventually this getting out about Abdul Carter, which to me the primary blame is on Carter. I know the Giants organization could have disciplined him sooner, but still, you would expect from a third overall pick, a guy who was an absolute stud in college, a guy who both you and I, no doubt about it, one of them, I thought he was going to be the best player in the draft. And he really hasn't done much at all. I mean, unless you count breathing or sniffing quarterbacks, that's kind of what he's done this year, breathing on quarterbacks or sniffing the quarterbacks because he hasn't gotten close enough to actually take them down yet. So now we find out a part of why is because he's not taking it seriously.
He's not. And this is a deeper issue with the Giants here. I did, but now I take it back because now I've learned the circumstances. I don't give Mike Kafka an ounce of credit.
At all.
Not one bit. That is weak. That is not even close to being well, not right. Listen, dude, it's not like he walked in for the first time and he was 5 minutes
what
late.
Would you done? Hold him out for a game?
I would have sat him out for the whole game.
Okay.
I would have said, this is my chance to put my imprint. Now, you don't just do it to kind of show that you're in charge. You do it because it's the proper response to a rookie, not a fifth-year guy or a veteran who's established, who's done great things, a rookie who thinks that he's got the freedom to do whatever he wants. This is per the report. He's been late to several meetings this year, and he misses a walkthrough because he's asleep. You're not playing.
But what if Kafka was thinking, all right, I'm not going to play him for a drive. I'm going to put him on special teams. People are going to notice, and that's going to bring to where we are now the level of embarrassment that maybe is needed to wake him up without me being a total bad guy here.
I think you need to be the bad guy here. That's the whole point. You need somebody with broad shoulders to change this.
I know.
But it would have gotten out anyway. Think, if he didn't play at all, it would have been
no,
even
I know,
more.
But now you run the risk of losing the player.
I'll take that risk.
I know, but it's in today's world with these Gen Zers who are so damn sensitive. Is it Gen Z? I think it is. They're so sensitive that you got to be careful.
I'll take my chance with that because what I'm showing the rest.
With your best player, you know, one of your.
Yes. Because what I'm showing the rest of the NFL is I'm not going to compromise what I believe are non-negotiable traits for a team, especially for a team that is now 2-9. So, you know, it doesn't mean that Mike Kafka can't be a good coach down the road. And I did think the Giants maybe still do. I mean, I wouldn't at this point. This really bothers me that this was his response. It's not the first misstep. When there's a repeated failure to be engaged and be a professional, and you only sit out 6 plays, that's weak. That's not enough. I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says, what anybody thinks. He would have sat the entire game. And if Mara didn't like it, I don't care. This is my shot to let everybody know I'm in charge. And he dropped the ball.
I do think, though, that some harm can come of that. When you start coming in right away trying to set the tone as an extreme disciplinarian, as much as I believe in that and love that, mm-hmm. I mean, that's the way that you and I were raised. And then 100%. If you grew up watching Parcells do it, understand, you also could do some damage like that. So a part of me respects Kafka for gently getting into it while also not shunning the idea of suspending him or penalizing him. He did have him play on special teams. He did have him sit out the first drive, which brought the attention, which now is all on Carter, making him look like a fool for being late or sleeping through meetings and all this stuff, the repeated behavior. So it got the point got across. The message is out there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this gentler way of delivering that message could get a better response from Carter. We won't know until we see what happens in the future. But the way that you're saying to do it, to me, you do run the risk. While I fundamentally believe in that, you do run the risk of then losing that player, which is not going to do you any favors moving forward.
And then he's not going to get a second contract in the NFL. So I get it. It's easy to say this, true, understood. But it's not as if, like, if Mike Kafka walked out on the practice field And, you know, in the middle of November when guys are beat up, and he said, we're hitting for three straight hours. I don't even know if you can with the CBA, whatever's collectively bargained. But we are doing something that is so polar opposite to the rest of the league just so I can show that I'm in charge and I'm a tough guy. That's the wrong approach. The right approach, this is completely within bounds of being justified to respond and to drop the hammer on a young man who is still at a very impressionable stage of his career. And what I worry about, like, if guys, let's use common sense here. If you're a rookie and you feel like you could do this, whether it's three or four meetings, even if it's two, and then you miss a walkthrough because you're asleep and you're napping in the facility, what you're telling me, I'm talking about Carter, is that you're not a pro. And what you're telling me is, if you're this way as a rookie, as you get more money and more juice, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. So this is my chance to recalibrate and reshape you as a professional. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. And quite frankly, if I lose the other guys in the locker room, I don't care, because that locker room is littered with losers, most of whom shouldn't be back next year.
Apparently, Carter has spoken on this. Hoff, what do you have?
Yes, Abdul Carter has responded to Duggan.
On social media?
On social media. Uh-oh. Ryan Dunleavy retweeted it. He said, was not sleep, actually doing recovery. Nonetheless, that's on me.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I don't need semantics. You know,
exactly. Sleeping, recovery.
Were you on the practice field? Yeah, were you healthy? Were you healthy? And, yes. And were you sick? No.
Has it been happening repeatedly? Recovery from what exactly? Also, there is some breaking news as it pertains to the other football team in town.
Tyrod Taylor's got to be the starter at this point. Aaron's got to do that.
That is correct. Diana Rossini was first with it. Jets are making a change at quarterback. Good. Tyrod Taylor will be the starter. Justin Fields goes to the bench.
The only reason I say good is because I've got to get a read on Mitchell and some of these other players. You know, you just can't have an absence of a vertical passing threat, because I want to see Mason Taylor, you know, finish with some real targets. I want to see Mason Taylor get, you know, 5, 6, 7 balls thrown his way, because he's a very appealing rookie tight end to me. I want to see, you know, whether it's Arian Smith, whether it's Mitchell, as I said, Garrett Wilson when he gets back, just to kind of see what you have so I could get some more intel to make better decisions for next year, under no illusion that this will lead to more wins or change the Jets' plight. I just need some answers. I like it.
Right. Breaking news, according to me, Sal Licata, he stinks too. So, I mean, the Jets don't have a quarterback. I get it. I was fighting for Fields. I think now it's the right time to make the move to Tyrod Taylor. Fields had a good enough look. You're building something here. The way that the Jets are going, I'm fine with going with Tyrod Taylor. I just have zero expectations.
Well, understood. Yeah. My expectation is this. It's not much higher than yours. My expectation, if somebody is open on the Jets, Tyrod Taylor will put it in a place better and catchable than Justin Fields.
BT and Sal, all the Fan Our Friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Mike is in Eastchester. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing? You guys are hitting on every point this morning regarding the Giants. I've been a fan since my father punched a hole in the carpet watching Zonka and the Miracle in the Meadowlands. So I've seen the ups and downs. But quick thing, and then a question for you guys. I coached under my dad in Pop Warner in the 90s. We sat down our star running back for half a game because he didn't call to say he couldn't make a practice.
There you go.
And that went on to that young man became... He remembers it, because I'm friends with him on Facebook. He's an older guy right now, his own kids, and he remembered that.
Nice.
The question for me, for you guys, would be, who do you think would fit the narrative of that culture of Parcells and like a Coughlin kind of, I mean, a younger or veteran? Obviously, you know, Gruden, but I don't think he's coming here, obviously, mm-hmm. you know, but is there somebody you guys see that would actually...
I like McCarthy for the job. I like McCarthy. And it's less about he's going to be a disciplinarian like Parcells. He's Mike McCarthy, Super Bowl champ with a lot of 11 and 12 win seasons, and they need somebody like that in the house.
My guy, Brian Flores. You're not messing with him.
That was somebody else I like. Because you know what? I used to go to the camps at Pace. I watched Parcells run the practices, and I was only not 20 years old at the time watching all that. And Coughlin was there, too, and all those guys were there. And I'm like, you know what? It was just... discipline. You felt like if you did something wrong, you know what? And I learned. Even though I was an assistant coach under my dad, I learned from that. And that goes on in life.
Yes, I agree. It sets a template of expectation and accountability. Totally with you. Thanks for the call. That's why youth sports are so important. I mean, you know, the percentages of kids going on to play D1 or get scholarship money. I mean, they're minuscule, man. I mean, they are absolutely minuscule. But you know, they
I always thought it was minuscule.
What?
I always thought it was minuscule.
It is. What did I say?
You said minuscule. I thought.
You're not going to start this again with the sword, are you?
No. I just
M-I-N-I-S-C-U-L-E. Minuscule.
I heard a different emphasis on a different syllable.
Say it again.
Minuscule.
Yeah, and what did I say? Minuscule.
Right. You guys hearing that? They're not even listening.
Well, I'm just maybe they're not even listening. Yeah. I think I'm just enunciating the sword and the...
Are you hearing it different there, Dove? Okay, never mind.
Minuscule.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
There you go.
No. All right, minuscule. Okay. I'm going to try to pull up the list of... I'm going to try to pull up the list of head coaches here. I saw it from Jay Glazer yesterday. I just want to make sure that we get the list.
Yep.
But the more that comes out... as it pertains to the Giants head coaching search, the more definitive I become about Brian Flores being my guy.
Okay.
If you had to pick one right now.
McCarthy.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I figured you were going to go there. That I just can't go there with McCarthy. I have just zero interest in Mike McCarthy. I'm not saying he couldn't raise the floor because I do think he could, but I have zero interest. Okay. These are the names listed according to Jay Glazer on Fox yesterday. Mike McCarthy.
Interested.
Matt Nagy.
Not interested.
Arthur Smith.
Definitely not interested.
Steve Spagnuolo.
Definitely not interested.
Lou Anarumo.
Yes.
And Chris Shula.
Chris Shula's on defense. Yeah, Chris Shula's getting a lot of run. I actually saw Jay's report there. I'm not saying that I'm going to stump here for Chris Shula, but Chris Shula's getting a lot of run here. And that was the last name that Jay had. I saw that live. I'm like, wow, Chris Shula, huh? Now, I wouldn't necessarily go if I just need a veteran. I need somebody who's done it before. But I know a lot of people like Chris Shula, but you just can't take the chance.
So of all Chris Shula, you can't take the chance on Chris Shula. Not only is he a defensive guy, he's coming from the Rams. He could turn out to be a great head coach.
Yeah.
It's not the Giants can't do that. Lou Anarumo, at this point, that's a Pat Shurmur type hire to me. Spagnuolo, same thing. I'm sorry. I think these guys are great coaches. They can't be head coaches of the Giants. Arthur Smith, who I liked, I thought got a bad rap in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hire Arthur Smith. The Giants screwed up years ago not hiring former Falcon head coach Mike Smith when he was available. That was a big mistake then. You can't go after Arthur Smith. That can't be the right
thing. I don't need a comedian up there, but he just looks like a complete weeb. He's not going to fit.
So if those are the names that they're looking at, I am even more so on going after Brian Flores. Me personally, I just think the one thing I know about Brian Flores, he's a no-nonsense guy.
No question.
And if you let him be him, he's going to clean up all that little nonsense and get guys to play harder.
I agree with that. So all right, so you want him? I want McCarthy. Hoff, who do you want? Let's get a vote on the board here. Who do you want? You're part of Belichick. The Giants. You want Belichick? Well, that's not happening. He put the press release out over the weekend. Yeah, and by the way, you know why he did that, right? Because he found out the Giants weren't gonna reach out, so he saved a little face. Let me put this out like I am preemptively and proactively saying I'm not interested in the Giants'
getting beat
job.
Down by Wake Forest. I mean, come on.
Did you see the handshake he did at midfield?
I didn't see that?
That's just such a weak, you know, like he was just so disrespectful. Like you gotta. This is a sound. I'm not gonna spend a lot of time on this, but like you're Bill Belichick. Any coach that beats you. It's the culmination of their coaching career at this point. And to not acknowledge, I'm not saying you got to yuck it up. You just lost. I get it. You pissed off. But can you show a modicum of grace and just understanding your presence in the game? If you see the handshake, when you do, I'll show you on social media during the commercial.
Dead fish.
You'll agree with me.
He
didn't even stop, dude. He was just disrespectful. Mm. I didn't like it.
I'm not surprised at this point from Bill.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Good God. The new...
They still tweeting?
The new world, yeah. Quote, when the hate don't work, they start telling lies.
All right, dude, you got a half a sack. There's no lies. I mean, come on, man. What the hell's going on? I'll tell you.
I am extremely disappointed in Abdul Carter, starting with the preseason. We talked about it, where he got trucked by a Jet.
By Jets.
And I'm thinking, that doesn't look like... The defensive stud that I thought the Giants were getting. Yeah.
And the way he kind of explained it away as well. Remember that?
Correct.
Yeah.
The way he explained it away, the number situation before that, there were just a lot of signs that, now I'm not calling him, you know, a bust by any stretch yet, but this year has been a bust. Yeah. I'd like somebody to tell me otherwise. Third pick in the draft, defensively, not supposed to be working into an offensive system. When you're a pass rusher, you should know right out of the gate the guy's going to be a pass rusher in year one. Sometimes it takes people to get acclimated. Giants moving them around a little bit to start.
That definitely hurt.
But all of those things, the number nonsense garbage, the getting trucked in preseason and his response, the playing him out of position, the lack of results on the field, and now this where... The reports of him sleeping or missing meetings to the point where he's got to play special teams and miss a drive. I don't know how you could say anything other than it's been a bust in year one for Abdul Carter.
Can you read that tweet again? Something about the haters? I want to hear that once more.
Hold on. Let me
you have it on you?
I'm an immediately delete and get out of guy.
Yeah, you always say that. Yeah, you get texts, you delete them.
100%. Right away.
I never do that.
Yeah, no. Instantly. I just like to have my text chain is like a to-do list. When the hate don't work, they start telling lies. Exclamation point, I should say.
Okay, so what I take away from that is he doesn't get it.
He thinks he's getting hate, and then when that's not working because it's not getting to him, then the lies are being
now
told.
We're making stuff up. Let me explain.
The head coach just disciplined you for not... Where's the lie there, Abdul?
Mm-hmm. Let me explain it to the young man because he's in the workforce for the first time. See, you got to show up to your job, and you've got to be as diligent and as committed and as locked in as you could possibly be. And when that doesn't happen, especially if the results aren't quite what people thought your bosses they would be, generally you're going to be held accountable. And that's okay. That's how we get better in life. But when the accountability is now stretching into the basic requirement of showing up on time, that is not us hating. That is you being a goofball.
So
that is you being lackluster and sloppy. Not our fault.
So you think he thinks the lie is in that he was sleeping when in fact he was recovering, which by the way could entail, you know, you're recovering. I get it. You may be taking a little nap or something like after a massage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe laying there with the lights off, whatever it may be. So maybe there's some nuance there, but the point remains the same. He did obviously something that he's been doing. According to reports that just wouldn't be made up, but he clearly did something that warranted his new head coach disciplining him for.
Correct. So that's why I'm really not looking for nuance here.
Right.
Your coach sat you for six plays. I would have sat you the whole day. He elected not to. So there's really nothing else to interpret. This is not us making something more of a little thing than we should or than we want to. This is us reacting to your head coach who sat you down. And now we're reacting to what you tweet. And what you just tweeted kind of tells me that you don't understand the severity and the magnitude. I'm not trying to make this, you know, the end of the world here, but you're a rookie. You got to be locked into your responsibility. And it's, look, you know, now you're kind of passing the buck and it's our fault. No, it's not. It's your fault. Take ownership.
Learn from it. I wish this were happening with the Jets so we could, or if Aaron Glenn were the head coach of the Giants, I'd love to put that test or put that to the test and see how Aaron Glenn, a clear disciplinarian, no nonsense, almost over the top, no nonsense, to a point where he's fighting with the media about stuff. I'd love to see how he would handle a situation like this with his young rookie potential star.
I would think that he would handle it very well. Because the small, you know, small evidence is that, you know, hey, you muff a kickoff, you help us lose a game, you're gone. Oh yeah, Quincy Williams, you're kind of living off past reputation a little bit here. Maybe you're sulking a little bit because we just traded your brother, which is understandable, by the way. I'm not trying to be callous. I get it. But you're not playing well, though, and you're not going to start. And when you get in there, I want to see some effort. And guess what? Since he got benched, Quincy Williams has played pretty well. I know it's not a big story because the Jets have two wins. I've watched him, and he has been reignited and re-energized, and he's made plays he was not making the first 2 months of the season. So I would think that Aaron would handle this the right way.
Do you think it's easier for Glenn to handle this type of stuff with players because he was, in fact, a player himself?
Yeah, there's maybe something a little bit to that.
I would think 100% easier when guys can look at Glenn, but, well, he did it, and he did it at a pretty high level.
Yep.
And also, Glenn knows what's going through with the player. He can speak to Abdul Carter in this case, or one of his own, the way that maybe Brian Daboll can't.
See, I thought you were going to ask me, is it easier for Glenn because this is year one and everybody's aware of the rules, whereas Kafka's coming in midstream? You've got the previous Daboll dynamic, so he's got one mentality. Is it a little tougher to kind of sift through that confusion? And my answer was going to be yes to that. Kafka, he played in college. He played with Tiki. He was quarterback in college.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Daboll. This is a problem that predates Kafka.
Understood.
So then Kafka, a former player, comes in. And
he should have a better sense of.
And he did hand out. You may not,
not
like
enough.
It. Okay, but he at least did something.
Yeah,
whereas the prior head coach did not. BT and Sal on the Fan. Chris is in Harlem. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, I got a comment about this Abdul Carter of sleeping. Listen, this is New York City. There's no excuses. You have to be in a meeting. You're getting paid. You have the privilege to play professional sports because you're great. And you got the spot. You have to use it to the best of your ability. Sleeping, you need to be at that meeting. There's no excuses. Recovery, you could recover at another time. We need you at these meetings because you're supposed to be a great defensive player. So you got to put in the work. Listen, I got a comment about these athletes, right? They're all talented, right? They're all talented. They get to the league, right? They all get to the league. They all play. But the ones that win the championship are the ones that are putting in the work after they get the professional contract, not the ones that stay slacking and sitting on their butt. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. I mean, thank you for the call there, Chris. The one thing, and I'm not even sure if you're trying to do this, the one thing that I won't do, you know, and it's so easy to do this. Ah, back in the day, these guys were so much more committed to their job, and they were lifting weights, and they were more diligent. No social media. Ah, the old days. You know how many guys tanked it back in the day? Sean Kemp got paid. He put on 50 pounds. Mm. He ballooned. That's one example. Jerome James, lesser contract, 5-year deal.
I love that signing.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. Because he was coming off a good playoff series. I know.
Yeah.
Isaiah signed him there. He ballooned. He did nothing. There are myriad examples from every single. You can go back to the 50s of guys who were kind of, you know, leaving some. Mickey Mantle drank away what? What do you leave? 100 home runs on the table? Now, who the hell knows what Mickey could have done if he didn't drink his half of his career away. So I just think it's unfair to the modern athlete to just stereotype and say, well, they're not the same. They're not the same because society's not the same. Doesn't mean that a massive amount of these young men and women don't really care about being great and doing their job.
Well, that's where the structure of the organization comes in. Do you think that the well-run organizations, the great head coaches, would tolerate this on top of a subpar performance
from a rookie? No chance. No, the answer's no.
That's kind of the point. So whether it's Sean Payton with the Broncos, Andy Reid, I know Andy Reid has a little bit more tolerance maybe than most, especially if somebody could run fast. Like, but that's what I'm saying. So I I would understand if the Giants were being a little liberal in their choice to discipline Abdul Carter because of his star power. However, there have been, as we keep going on with this, you go back to it, whether it's the number thing, which is just ridiculous, whether it's getting trucked in the preseason, the way he handled it, there have been a number of things. And then his lack of production on the field or lack of impact, true impact on the field every Sunday. I don't know how you can deal with all of this and feel good about the Abdul Carter draft pick at this particular point with the Giants.
He's got half a sack.
I know. I know it.
I mean, think about this. If we were getting ready to talk about the Giants, which we did, and I said, oh, yeah, by the way, Sal, it's November 17th, so the next time the Giants play, it will be November 22nd or whatever it's going to be. Abdul Carter will enter that game with less than one sack, and he's healthy.
Unacceptable.
I mean, come on!
Think about it this too, BT. I forget if this was reported, but do you think Dexter Lawrence looks like he's in peak physical condition?
From week one, he's been invisible.
Okay, and I think some of it has to do with maybe he's not in the best of physical condition, whether he got hurt or whatever, I don't know. Now, I actually don't know. Carl Banks talks about it, but he's around the team. So, that you know, there was a report, you know, Carl.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, sure, yeah.
That, plus the Carter stuff, which has been now reported that it's been going on under Dable, it just shows in general. Tiki, I think, has spoken on this, saying specifically they need one of the players. It's on the players. They don't have a leader amongst that defense to hold them accountable. There's clearly leadership lacking. It's not just on the coaches, but I think at multiple levels of the organization on down to the players, there has been repeated failure, which is leading up to yet another 2-9, hard to believe, but 2-9 record with many facets of it, specifically lack of accountability or getting players to hold themselves accountable with the Giants and defense.
Pardon me, Sal. Yeah. It's a systematic implosion from the highest levels in terms of, you know, men and women in charge of getting really good players. They haven't done that. And then the men on the coaching staff putting the players that they do have in the proper spot. They haven't done that. That's why one's gone and the other should in Bowen. Their star players outside of Burns is really, and their O-line's been a little bit better, but their quote-unquote stars have not played as well as they were supposed to. They have just now that there's no accountability. Like, you know, think about this. Like, we both love Pat Riley, mm-hmm. All right? We love Pat, and we both love Parcells, too. And we just, yep. We like that dynamic. But if Pat Riley did not hold those players to the fire, which you know he did, I can promise you, after like a lackluster half, like we're safe that Knicks team gave up three or four breakaways or didn't rebound or didn't commit a couple of hard fouls when guys were driving the paint, Pat Riley wouldn't have to say a word. Because as soon as the halftime door closed, it would be Starks or Mace or Oak or Ewing doing it for
right.
Pat Riley. So you need players to set the tone. And right now, the Giants just don't have much. They really don't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Josh Naylor signing with the Mariners. We don't know the details on how much for 5 years. What does that mean for Pete Alonso? Back to the giant calls. Caesar calling from Dallas, Texas. What's up, Caesar?
Hey, what's going on? Kind of waiting on hold for all this time kind of brought up my points collide even more. But I think there's a complete lack of leadership throughout the Giants organization. One, you fired Daboll, okay? No press conference. Whose decision was it to fire Daboll? There's a lot of narrative out there that part of the reason why he was fired was because all the hits Dart was taking. Well, you fired Daboll and you put the guy in charge who was calling the plays. So tell me how that makes sense and how no one answers that question. And then the other part is it's not just leadership and ownership. It's leadership on the player side with this Abdul Carter thing. This was my whole point before that news broke. Tell me who on this team who's a captain, who's a leadership, besides Russell Wilson, which we know his career is basically over, that has won. There are no winners on this team. In free agency, they have to sign players. You don't have to get the top-tier guys, but you got to bring in players and leadership that have won before. The fact that a rookie can, whatever, sleep through a meeting or be going through treatment, whatever the case was, and misses a walkthrough, and no one goes in there and grabs him by the neck and say, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, it is an absolute, complete collapse of leadership throughout the entire organization.
Caesar, you're right. And I'm at the great point. Call. Thank you for the call. It's always good. He's a big fan. Yeah. Giants. He's out there in Cowboys country. Big Giants guy. Calls the show a lot. I would like to see the Giants pull a page from the Jets. I would trade Dexter Lawrence. I would. I mean, not now. You can't. Deadline's over. Oh, draft day, off season. I'm moving on. You know why? You've got to look at the timeline. The Jets don't even have a quarterback. So by the time they get good, you know, where is Quinnen Williams at that point? And Sauce, to both of us, is overrated. You think he's more than me, but I've come. I know he's not what I thought. So they're expendable. And I also look at the Giants. While they do have their quarterback, they're still further away from winning than not. So why am I going to keep somebody in the building who's grown lazy and a little out of shape and a little out of touch with being the competitor that got him that contract? Let me try to move him and bring in a dog that's starving to create a little bit of a different competitive situation there.
Yeah.
That's cheaper.
Yeah, I mean, look, those are decisions that, as we said, be ahead of the deadline that I would leave to whoever comes in next. That's why I didn't want Shane to make any moves. I would rather have the new GM, new head coach, assess everything, and if they could identify Dexter Lawrence and say, I'm going to save him and maximize what he can bring, great. If they say, it's time we move on from him, I'm fine with that too. So I understand what you mean, a kind of shakeup of, right, nothing should be bolted down. When you are as bad as you are, and that was the thought process of Muji and Glenn, when you are as bad as you are, you can't be holding on to the hope. And this is where Mr. Mara had himself an issue, because he loved Barkley, loved Daniel Jones. Instead of saying, it's been so bad, like, we just got to, whatever it may be, get these guys out of here, bring in new blood, new players. So nothing, including Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns, whatever. There's outside of Jackson Dart, obviously. You know, you want to go over neighbors, sure. But I would just have nothing bolted down. Let a new regime come in and identify what they deem worthy of keeping and what they think that they need to move on from to be able to have some success moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is a philosophy. And it's going to get a lot of run during the offseason here. I'm just of the mindset where if I could be bad with you, well, perhaps I can investigate a different road and I could be gum good without you, or maybe more financially solvent without you, or whatever, more draft equity without you. Listen, Dexter Lawrence, I think in the right situation, I think it certainly helped somebody. But Micah Parsons was dealt by Dallas. I'm sorry, you know, we don't need to have Dexter Lawrence here for 13 years if the Cowboys can move on from their star, who is an absolute game wrecker. And the other thing, too, is what he just turned 28, Hoff, you told me, right? So, and that's still young, I mean, as we know. And if you are showing traces and signs of laziness and a little disengagement, and I don't know if he's in great shape. I've heard others who play the game say that he's not. So, but I'll let those who play the game come up with that opinion. He looks a little thick to me, but what I know, he's a big boy. Well, if you're already starting to lose that motivation at this age and you have that type of body type, it's only going to get harder to commit each offseason. And I heard Tiki say, this is really good. Tiki said the other day, like, you know, Dexter Lawrence isn't having a bad year. He had a bad offseason. Because when you play that position and you're carrying around 300-plus pounds, if you're not ready to start the season, you're playing catch-up the whole year. So, I mean, if he wasn't ready to go now, he's going to be ready to go when he's 30? I'm looking to trade the guy.
Yeah, my bigger issue, and he doesn't look like he's in peak physical condition to me, my bigger issue with him is there seems to be a lack of passion and desire, and that would be a big concern. Matt is calling from Ossining. What's up, Matt?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good.
Thanks for taking the call.
Okay.
Hey, listen, a couple points real quick. And you know, for I'm a little bit older than you guys, so I'm a big, you know, old school disciplinarian type of guy, personally. But I do understand, you know, the players today, the whole dynamic with the socioeconomic relationship and understanding of, you know, coaches, players, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, maybe that's Abdul Carter. Maybe, you know, he was just that good in college. And I don't have to tell you guys, you understand this. You know, this is the NFL and everybody's good. Everybody's good. So the guys that he's going up against now, you know, could be completely, and they are, they're completely different than the guys he played against at Penn State. And so, you know, not that he's not going to improve, but maybe this is what he is. And when you find guys, you know, you have things that you can't measure, right? Heart, desire, dedication. And a player jumps into my head like a guy like Alex Singleton. You can't keep that guy off the field. And I'm sure he wasn't a high draft pick, if he was even drafted, to be honest with you. I couldn't tell you that. But, you know, there are those things that you just can't measure. And so,
well, even Scataboo.
Right.
Same thing.
Right. Right. So maybe that's what you're going to get out of Abdul Carter. Huh? You know, maybe that's it.
It could be. And if that's the case, and I'm not prepared to say that yet, although there have been, sometimes it does come easy, you know, really easy for certain players. And whether it's a next, a deeper bag of moves or a tick up on the motor, whatever it might be, you know, when you're not really challenged, if you're so supremely gifted, that's going to expire at some point. Again, I'm not saying that Carter's there, but the signs as a rookie are worrisome.
Yeah, I mean, I expected, look, when you take a pass rusher, it was the same thing I felt about Kayvon Thibodeau, and he's a different player than Abdul Carter. But when you take a pass rusher that high, I'm expecting to feel the impact pretty much immediately.
Like Bosa.
And with, I mean,
that's one of them.
And with
Myles Garrett.
You know, Parsons is another one, and they didn't even take him that high. But anyway, and with both those guys, and I'll just stick to Abdul Carter because he's the topic at hand here today, I'm just not feeling it near enough. I'm looking at other ones. Deion Jordan is the name that comes to mind when I think of edge rushing bus. He was the one that Miami took from Oregon years ago, if I'm not mistaken. And third overall by the Dolphins, defensive end. He was a monster with Oregon. Can't miss. Deion Jordan going to be a stud.
Yeah.
And he was a total bust. I hope that that's not what we're looking at with Abdul Carter, but the signs early on are not good. Outside of the lack of impact on the football field, all the other nonsense as well.
And I'd feel a little bit better about his ability to rise up and still become a game wrecker. I'm not saying he won't. But, like, if there was nobody else on the Giants' defense and it was like, all right, let's just double-team the Rook and let's take him out of his game, you know, I mean,
right.
Burns is just destroying the league, so you know he's getting extra attention. You know, we don't love Kayvon Thibodeau, but he's certainly a solid pro. He's nothing more than that. But you can't ignore the guy. You can't ignore Dexter Lawrence despite, you know, the physical shortcomings this year. You would think that you would just stumble upon three. And I know he's been close. We know. You would think that you would stumble upon 3, 4, 5 sacks. It's almost December.
BT and Sal on the fan. We'll continue with your calls and the Giants on the other side. We'll also work in the baseball with Pete Alonso and what he could potentially get now that Josh Naylor has a 5-year deal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.